The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi there, Bill Manicero, top dog here at Old Dogs REI Network. If you've enjoyed this podcast, first, we want to thank you for listening. But second of all, I think one of the reasons you probably enjoyed is because there is an amazing production quality here, and that is all done by Mino Studio. Mino Studio has been producing this podcast from the very beginning, and they do a great job. MinoStudio777@gmail.com. That's Mino, M-E-N-O, Studio, 777@gmail.com.
Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Old Dogs. And welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show. Oh, we have special episodes, not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is my five biggest real estate investing mistakes so far. Now, when you get into real estate, you got to realize you're going to make mistakes. All of us do. And even the best investors have those mistakes, those things that have happened, maybe choices that were not that good. Maybe there was something that you did that you just didn't think would turn into a disaster, but does. And we kind of live with mistakes as they go through. You try to reduce them as much as possible, but you do have mistakes, and I hate to focus on the negatives. Maybe the next one will be on my five biggest real estate successes, but I do want to share this information with you because I think it can be helpful for you as well as you are looking at real estate investing as a means to augment your retirement or your lifestyle or however you may be involved with real estate investing. So here goes. I will go ahead and give you my top five. Number one, not having a mentor. When I first started out, I had done all of my research myself. I watched videos. I listened to podcasts. I read books, all kinds of information. And I jumped right into buying some, actually they were properties that were turnkey properties. And it was not the best experience. And I had some major issues developed later on after I had purchased those properties. If I would have had a mentor, I could have run this by them before I purchased anything. And if that person was experienced, I think they would have probably seen through the things that I did not see. So number one, not having a mentor. Number two, not vetting property managers more carefully. This is an area that I think a lot of folks, no matter how experienced you are, encounter challenges in, and that is in selecting property managers that will have your best interest at heart and are going to do all they can to try to make you successful in your market. Again, my first property managers kind of came with the houses as part of a turnkey deal. And as a result of that, I had a lot of issues and a lot of problems. I didn't even vet them because it was a turnkey deal. And I thought that they are already vetted. Gosh, even if you buy turnkey, which I don't really recommend, but if you do buy turnkey, I would definitely recommend that you vet your property managers, regardless of whether they've been working with this turnkey provider or not. You want to make sure you've got the best there. Number three, not checking out the property's market more thoroughly. This is an area where you really need to take your time and look into all of the aspects of that market. You know, what are other properties selling for in that area? Even though comps are not as critical for multifamily, still get a feel for what it's like. Are prices declining in the area? What are jobs like? Are jobs going up? Are there new employers coming to town? Are new jobs being made available? What is the overall economy? What's the unemployment rate? All of these factors, and many more that I've covered in previous podcasts, are things that you want to check out for your market. Because if you get into a market and all of a sudden you're expecting, boy, I'm going to have this thing filled up to 90%, 95% capacity or occupancy, then you know you may be in for a surprise if the market is declining or there's other issues. Number four, wasting time with the wrong funding source. This is one of my first big mistakes, and I found a bank that had a big name that I thought would really be able to take care of all of my needs and on a loan. I spent months and months going through processes, providing them with information and so forth, and trying to keep them moving along so that I could get this loan approved. And then at the last minute, they turned it down because I didn't have W-2 income. Well, they knew I didn't have W-2 income from the very beginning. So that was sort of an excuse they gave. What their real reason was, I don't know, but I lost all this time. And as a result, I had to move very quickly, go through a mortgage broker, pay a lot more in interest than I was hoping to pay, and kind of suffer the consequences there. So really, really make sure you've got the right funding source. Look at the funding sources before you actually find your property so you can have a good feel for who's lending, what their processes are, and whether or not they're compatible with you and what you're seeking to do in real estate. And number five, not setting aside enough additional operational funds. Now, this is one that many of us fall into. We just think, well, you know, I'm getting so much income in, and that should cover any kind of broken water heaters or anything of that nature. Wrong. You always need to have at least a minimum number of months of operational funds. Let's say you didn't get any income for 3 months or 6 months. You should have enough operational funds there to cover if you're paying utilities, your utility expenses, your mortgage, any other expenses associated with that property. It's really important that you take this one to heart, because anything can happen with a property. And if you have that backup, it'll just help you through any kind of a difficult temporary situation. Well, those are my five biggest real estate investing mistakes so far, and I'm hoping that that will be helpful for you, and you'll take that to heart as well as you look at your real estate investing endeavors. Please note, everything that I mentioned here will be in my show notes at our website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. That's where our show notes are located, and you can get information on the list as well. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king, real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.